Hi, can you all hear me?
We can you hear us, Shelby?
Yes, I can. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Uh-oh. No.
Yeah. I was cranky about setting a time. But I'm glad we did.
How's the play going?
Very good. We just started rehearsing. I give the class. It's intense. Big, beautiful. Big is beautiful.
I imagine it very intense.
Yeah. And nighttime, you know, so like changes vibes. That's good. I'm a nighttime person.
It's over there.
Pardon?
So to remind me what production are working on.
So it's a Toni Morrison play. It's not an adaptation. It's a response to Othello. And it was written in partnership with a Malian musician, Rokia Traore, who's coming to be on site next month with our students, which is cool. Beyond. And it's to honor the 30th anniversary of Toni Morrison's Nobel Prize and also part of the freedom of expression in the studio. Yeah. So... And it opened at the end of October, when everything opened, during Parents Weekend. But I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Oh, is that what?
That's what
so it. That's Parents Weekend.
Really was that? I don't think it's possible to schedule anything purely anymore. It's hard, but we're really excited. It's going well. How are you, Shelby?
I'm doing well. You'll have to excuse my audio quality. This is my first time hosting a meeting in my internship, so I had to quickly find a spot, but I hope that everything is good on my end. And, you know, if at any point during the meeting you all can't hear me, please let me know and I'll try to relocate.
Okay. Okay.
I'm dropping it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What's the weather like in D.C.?
Thank you. It's weather out today. It's been kind of hot the past week or so. I was like sweating in my business. I'm sorry about this. It's good. I feel like it's finally beginning to feel like fall, which is nice.
Yes.
I think I'm going to try to give it about 5 more minutes just so we can get a few more members and then call the meeting to order. But I also want to be respectful of everyone's time in the room as you all arrive promptly. So thank you for that.
Is Ari in the waiting room?
Was that a question for me?
I was asking Eric about the waiting room.
So you have like 12, I guess you're waiting for a quorum.
You asked me, Shelby.
Just asking.
Are you waiting for a quorum, Shelby?
Attempting to, but let me just do my own count because it is 50% plus one. So I'm just going to, you know, count internally and then let you guys. Eric, please remind me if I'm mistaken. Do we have quorum now?
Yep, we either have two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yep, you have 13 out of 18, so you've got 50 plus one. And then some.
Wonderful. Thank you. And with that, it is 4:50 p.m. and I am officially calling this meeting to order. Can we get a roll call, please?
Marcy Benda. Ari Broad.
Here.
Erica Crawley.
Present.
Eve DeRosa.
Here.
Deborah Dinner. Andrea Henlon-Watt.
Here.
Michelle Heaney.
Here.
Ian Husen. Jeremy Cruiser.
Present.
Patrick Keel. Malia Matthews.
Here.
Margaret McIntyre.
Present.
Beth Millis.
Here.
Claire Tain. Jana Van Houten.
Here.
Adam Vinson. Jamal Wallen.
Here.
And Shelby Williams.
Present. Thank you very much for that. Next, we're going to progress through our agenda to the land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayagono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gayagono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gayagono dispossession and honor the ongoing connections of the Gayagono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Thank you all. And with that, we are in our call for late additions to the agenda. Are there any motions on the floor? Yes, President Holly, go ahead.
Thank you. So we have a late addition from the Sustainable Cornell Council to confirm their membership for coming to include liaisons for different committees that they need. So we wanted to add that to the new business section to talk about and assign folks to that committee, those committees.
Thank you very much. Was that by unanimous consent? That motion to add that to the agenda?
Yeah,
you can just say thank you. Can we have a second from the floor?
Second.
Thank you. So it has been moved and properly seconded that we add the aforementioned to our agenda. Any other additions at this time? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to close the late addition to the agenda portion. And now we are in the approval of the minutes from our past meeting. If you all haven't had the opportunity to review that, it is on the box. I'll give you all a few moments just to open that up, review it, and then I welcome any calls to approve.
Could we have a link placed in chat for that? That would be helpful.
That might take me just a moment, Andrew.
So I know we're gonna get a meeting set up this week. So
we gotta hope it'll be off.
Could we maybe try and see if we can set something up?
I'm thinking
once a week. I can do the once a week. I can do the
tomorrow.
For our members who just joined, we're right now looking at the meeting minutes. Two weeks ago's meeting.
Yes, late seminar. I need to stay for the whole thing. So 7 o'clock, maybe.
Yeah. I gotta say tomorrow.
Were you able to see it online?
Placed a link to the meeting minutes in the chat if anyone needs it online, but at this time I'd welcome any motions to approve or amend the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes from September 19th, if others have had a chance to see.
Second.
Was that by unanimous consent, Beth?
Yes.
Okay, so it has been moved and properly seconded that we approve the meeting minutes from the September 5th meeting. Thank you all. Progressing through our agenda, we are now in open forum. If anyone has anything they would like to discuss at this time, I welcome it. Just leave some space for a few moments. Okay. Seeing nothing, we're going to close open forum and progress to our next section of the agenda, which is business of the day. Now, as you all are aware, we've been staffing committees for the past few meetings, but we had a meeting with the executive board and we decided that we were just going to appoint some of the people who have volunteered to serve on the different committees to take initiative in establishing that initial meeting. So you will be contacted if you're on the committee shortly. We're going to send out some email communications within the next week or so, ideally, just so we can get the ball rolling and get some good work done our Cornell community. The second portion in this that I'd like to address is the Sporting Centers for Health Initiatives. It was contacted by Julie Edwards, who works, she's the director of the Sporting Center. It says that historically there have been UA representatives to their one of the committees. And so at this time, we're just going to solicit some nominations to fill that role. You can share.
We can't hear you.
Shelby.
You can't hear me? Is it better now?
You're breaking up.
Okay, give me.
I guess the bandwidth between Ithaca and Washington is very bad.
Okay, everyone, is that better? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, much better.
Okay, perfect. I apologize for the technical difficulties. As I was saying, the Sporting Center for Health
Thornton Center for Health Initiative is requesting a university assembly representative to sit on one of their committees. There was an undergraduate student who held this position last year, and I recognize that we've been asking for a lot of nominations. That's because UA is so important in staffing all of these committees throughout the university population. So if anyone is interested in serving, we'd like to solicit nominations now, and I will just communicate that representative's name and information to Julie Edwards, who leads the center.
What is the committee? Could you repeat it?
Yes. So the Thornton Center for Health Initiative, they have a committee just across the university to look into student well-being. So I can read the official, it's the Student Well-Being Council that they're soliciting nominations for. So I think that an undergraduate student is prioritized in this selection, but I can clarify if there aren't any undergraduates who are interested and someone else would like to serve, I can solicit those names and send those to her as well.
Do you have a description of to read? That would be awesome.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Do you have a description that you could share with the room?
One was not provided to me, but I can also send out additional information if we can't fill it during this time over email, just because I recognize that not much information was provided to me in that regard, but it's through the Thornton Center for Health Initiatives within the university. It's just their Student Well-Being Council that deals with issues within that area.
I can add to a little bit. I've been to a couple of those meetings, and about 5 years ago, they did a review for mental health for students. And so over 100 recommendations came out of this. And so they're systematically going through them and trying to create policy to address the needs that came through this. And so that's the active work. And one particular focus this semester, this year, is really on student accommodations. And so, that gives you just a little bit of background.
And they've also done fine work on substance abuse and anti-hazing. There are a number of different things they've been doing good work on.
Point of information. Do you
recognize?
Do you know the schedule of the meetings that they offer?
Thank you. So I was told that it occurs on the last Wednesday of every month from 4 to 5 p.m. So it's not a large time commitment. It's about an hour a month.
I move to appoint myself. I move to appoint myself to the Thornton Center's advisory board.
Thank you, President Keel. So I will just communicate your information with Julie Edwards. Thank you for volunteering for that. Okay, now the last portion on our formal agenda before moving towards what was moved to be added to the agenda is just an announcement for me. We are working to improve communication, and so we've established a University Assembly Slack channel that the rest of UA will be added to, just because I recognize that we're kind of segregated across campus in different capacities, and so, it might be a little more challenging to collaborate with one another as opposed to some of the smaller constituent assemblies. So be on the lookout for an invitation to your inbox, I say, before next meeting. But if that doesn't happen, then, within shortly thereafter the next meeting occurs.
Say something, Shelby?
Yeah. Yes, what's the comment?
I just wanted to ask about A before we move on to the committee reports. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. So when we met in executive board, it was just clear that not everyone, especially new members, were not certain how to move forward in the committees they volunteered for. And that I, my understanding, because I've been here for one whole year, which means I know something, but not everything, is that a chair has to be elected to organize a meeting. Pretty straightforward. And so that can't happen unless the committees meet. It's kind of a complicated situation. So if people have volunteered, you're going to hear from us on the executive board. We're going to send an email to say, these are the people on the committee. So you can have a smaller meeting to elect a chair. So you can make sure that you can populate that committee. And we are here to help populate committees as well, if you're having trouble. Yeah, that's it. And Erica.
Go ahead, Erica.
So before we get to assembly reports, I wanted to make sure I brought up the Sustainable Cornell Council that we added to the agenda. So they are looking for us to provide representatives to three of their committees. The committees are as follows: Carbon Neutral Campus Steering Committee, Education and Engagement Steering Committee, and Campus Operations Steering Committee. It's a one-year appointment and they don't meet more than monthly. They haven't given us any more information beyond that, but we can get more information about like time commitments and what the expectation is for those who want to volunteer for those after this meeting.
I'd like to nominate myself to the Carbon Neutral Committee.
I would also like to nominate myself to the Carbon Neutral Committee.
Can you remind me what the other two committees
are? Sure. Education and Engagement Steering and Campus Operations.
And do you know if it has to be UA members or are they just looking more broadly?
It does not.
It's
within the UA.
I believe. Yeah, thank you. They are liaisons within the university assembly who serve in these capacities.
Thank you.
I can nominate myself for the education committee.
Thank you. And the final committee is the Campus Operations Steering Committee. Any takers?
I can provide a charge for this particular committee. The charge is to advance initiatives for a model sustainable campus that supports climate resilience and human and planetary health.
President Keel.
I move to represent, or I move to appoint Representative Vincent to that committee as well.
Thank you, and thank you all for volunteering. It's really appreciated. So seeing that we have moved through that portion of our agenda, we're going to move into the assembly report. So first we have the student assembly, followed by graduate and professional student assembly, employee assembly, and faculty senate. So President Keel, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair Williams. We have been working on staffing all of our different things. We've got some really exciting resolutions on the floor. We have been working through our appropriations process very successfully. We had our first appropriations meeting last week, which went well. We have a couple different initiatives. One is upcoming this week for the Graduate Professional Student Union. We also have some different, we've been working on revitalizing our charter and bylaws very successfully, I think, with our internal operations committee. So things are going well and making a lot of good progress.
Thank you so much for that. Next, our Graduate and Professional Student Assembly report.
Yeah. So similarly along the lines as the student assembly, we have been filling all of our positions. We've successfully filled all of our committee chairs, which is exciting. And we are also working on resolutions to approve our own internal budget and also working on setting the graduate and professional student activity fee for the next 2 years that will be done this semester. Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. Next, our employee assembly.
Hi, good afternoon. And I just want to say I am traveling in a vehicle. So I do hope my audio is good, but just jump in and let me know if you can't hear me. So real quickly, we submitted a time change resolution to President Pollack yesterday so the EA can begin to meet at noon. And then we have two more resolutions that are coming through. We're also looking forward to participating in the Community Connection event for employees. That's on September 8th, facilitated by the Department of Inclusion and Belonging in partnership with the Employee Experience Team. So we'll have EA reps there and hopefully get the word out about the EA. We had a really robust conversation at our first meeting on September 6th. So that was regarding elections and filling vacancies. We still do have some open seats to fill, so we'll be working on that. And the Elections Committee met today to discuss the strategy on moving forward with that. So the EA will meet tomorrow and discuss plans for moving forward with filling more seats and committees. And that is about it. And we are looking for volunteers for the employee celebration on the 14th of October. So that's all I have for now. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much for that update. Last, our report from the Faculty Senate.
Hello, everyone. We had our first Faculty Senate meeting on September 13th, a week ago, approximately a week ago. And some of the topics that we covered are the new generative artificial intelligence resource that's been provided for faculty that's useful in the classroom. And that was presented by the Vice Provost of Academic Innovation and the Director of the Center for Teaching Innovation. And then we started a conversation about adding new academic titles, teaching professors, assistant associate full, and questions about whether this would be something that would replace lecturer, senior lecturer, or be something that stays parallel to that. So that's a conversation that was introduced by Charlie Van Loan and Michael Clarkson, both from computer science. And then we had the Dean of the School of Continuing Education, Mary Waffelhaus, introduce herself to the Senate, because she will be coming to the Senate quite often as she starts to build a part-time bachelor's degree. And so those were all the topics that we had.
Thank you very much for that update and for all of your updates, everyone. It was appreciated. So our next section is committee reports. First, we have our executive committee.
We established a meeting time, which was tricky. And we also talked about the importance of the committees establishing their chairs so that they can give committee reports. And generally have been working through how to communicate across cities successfully, though.
Perfect. Thank you. So,
if anyone has questions about the committees, again, we can provide more information as they go on.
Certainly. So I doubt that we have updates from campus codes, campus welfare, or sites. If anyone has anything, please be feel free to volunteer, but I think that's unlikely. Okay, so with that, I would welcome a motion to adjourn as we have reached the end of our agenda for today.
Motion to adjourn.
President Keel.
Second.
Wonderful. Motion. Thank you, everyone, for production. I'm sorry.
It's just a repetition.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shelby.
Lobbyist.
Maybe. Of course, you're laughing at first.